meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 66. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Water Office have announced that over the next 5 years, $85 million will go to water projects all across the state to launch the Technical Assistance Fund Grants and Water Projects Fund Grants programs. The Technical Assistance Fund Grant will be receiving $5 million over the next 5 years each year and focus on planning, engineering, and managing, while the Water Projects Fund Grants will receive $12 million each year. We'll focus on the construction, repair, and maintenance. People applying to go to college in Kansas have a window between November 7th and November 9th where all these schools, where all schools are waiving the application fee. Ajit Suresh, a Wichita State student, spoke with KSN about how important this can be to overall financial management for college students.
So the cost of food, and I like to work out, so the gym membership and also other accommodation are expensive. So you have to look after your finances.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Nick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
The Kansas Department of Revenue has announced that at the end of October, the state has collected a total of $685.4 million through taxes. That is almost $30 million below what was estimated and down 7.4% from October of 2022. The department also added that income tax collections for corporations amassed $57.5 million, which is $27.5 million more than what was estimated, and a total of 77.2% up from October of 2022 as well. 36-year-old Joseph Veda and 23-year-old Francisco Garcia were the two men pulled over at a traffic stop and now have been arrested under the suspicion of being in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Both men are in Finney County Jail under charges of intent to distribute and possession of that paraphernalia. Authorities in Barton County have arrested two juveniles after they led County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Bellender on a high-speed chase through Great Bend and eventually crashing into a parked SUV. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Museum of Nebraska Art has hired a new executive director by the name of Andrew Donahue. He was previously the director of museums and cultural affairs at the Crazy Horse Memorial Foundation in South Dakota since 2017. And his first day will be November 6th. In other news, asbestos is being removed from the city of Hastings City Hall building. Large roller-ray receptacles have been placed at the south side of the building as a part of the removal process. The city is asking the public not to park near and stay clear of the areas directly around the building, especially the parking lot south of the building and on the east side, to help contractors in the removal process. The potential deadline could be January 2024. Kenwood Elementary Principal Jill Clevenger is retiring after 33 years of service in education. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting for Tuesday's general election is underway, and in-person advance balloting may be done at county clerk's offices through noon on Monday, with polls open Tuesday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. City and school board races will be on the ballot, as well as the Marshall County jail bond sales tax proposal. Marshall County Emergency Management will host a local emergency planning committee meeting Monday evening at 7 at the Hellring Center in Marysville. They'll conduct a tabletop exercise on a school bus injury accident, host an IPP workshop, and CMH Administrator Curtis Hawkinson plans to speak with EMS representatives. There will be time for discussion, questions, and other topics. Due to the south parking lot being closed at the courthouse in Marysville next week, the LEPC meeting will be held at the Hellring Center in Marysville. In the west meeting room, please use the parking area and the door on the back of the building. The Fall Fest in Frankfort, postponed last weekend, is slated for Saturday and includes a cornhole tournament beginning 9 a.m., inflatables and a silent auction, with a costume parade and contest at 1:45, followed by Trunk or Treat. Jay Klefkorn will perform live music Saturday evening, 6 until 10. The Fearless Trail opens at 5:30, runs until dark, and the Bravest Dark Trail is open after dark until 10:30 p.m. Saturday in Frankfort. Gage County Board of Supervisors Wednesday turned down a controversial proposal for a large confined feeding operation near Liberty, which has been contested by a number of local residents. A 3-3 tie vote with board chair Eric Tiemann abstaining was not sufficient to meet a 5-member criteria required for approval. That threshold was triggered by a petition that included at least 20% of adjoining landowners who had submitted a petition in opposition to the plan, which had advanced from planning and zoning on a 5-1-1 vote to approve. Again, the proposal denied on a 3-3 supervisors vote, with Dorn, Haxby, and Lytle voting no. Juergens, Swavely, and Schuler voted in favor, with Tiemann abstaining. Marysville City Council met in special session Monday and interviewed three candidates for interim city administrator, offering the post to Jeff Peterson, who had most recently served and retired from a similar position in Flanders, South Dakota, population 2,400. He indicated that he was not interested in a permanent position and, if he accepts, could begin work soon. His selection was unanimous with six council members in attendance. 2024 rates for individual and small group health insurance plans have been finalized and are published on the federalhealthcare.gov website. Kansans shopping for health insurance coverage through the exchange can preview the rates at rateview.healthcare.gov. Open enrollment officially began November 1st. Former director for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, Ellen Barber, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She was instrumental in revitalization efforts at Lake Idlewild, north of Waterville. That has resulted in a grant for continued restoration efforts. Ellen Barber talks about the significance of Lake Idlewild in Marshall County.
I don't know if people know what the history of Lake Idlewild is. A lot of people have never even heard of it. In the 1930s, WPA was started by Roosevelt, and that was work projects. One-fifth of the United States was not working. So they hired a lot of those people, and they built infrastructure. And it's amazing, but Waterville has a dam built for a man-made lake.
Again, join our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Catch our news broadcasts on your time, anytime. Download the podcast, available at our website, KNDYradio.com, and also posted daily on our Facebook page for our morning and midday news blocks.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. And some rain may continue early Saturday night, then staying clear with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly sunny on Monday with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Then staying cloudy Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Still staying sunny by Tuesday with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. And partly cloudy skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Cooler on Wednesday, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November, 61. Record high on this date, 90. The average low, 37. And the record low was 7. Sunrise this morning, 7:57. Sunset this evening, 6:25. This weekend, we set our clocks back an hour.
Get ready for prepping your lawn and garden for the dormant months ahead. It's all about putting the wraps on the growing season next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 3rd, the 307th day of the year. Former presidential candidate Michael Dukakis has a birthday, and Leonardo da Vinci was commissioned to paint what would become the Mona Lisa on this day in 1507. When the last of the fallen leaves have been bagged or mulched, it's time to prep your lawn for winter. In the snow belt, that means giving the grass a final cutting to prevent matting under the snow. If you have gardenias, rhododendrons, laurel, or other evergreen plantings, look into using a moisture sealant to prevent freeze damage or windburn. To prevent snow damage, tie up loosely branched evergreens in boxwoods. And if you have climbing roses, consider fastening them to prevent wind damage. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find our monthly lawn and garden shore guides at almanac.com.
at Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram are proud of the hard work and commitment of the area first responders. Their calm, compassionate care and dedication is a blessing to the community. Thank you for all that you do from your supporters at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets value. CNK Services applauds our Sabetha and all area first responder teams for the dedication and expertise the men and women display every day on the job. Thank you for the exceptional service you provide to our community. From CNK Services in Sabetha, proud to support the local fire, police, and emergency medical services personnel.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Coach Jerome Tang was happy about his team's exhibition performance against Emporia State. He had this to say to the media about the work that his team does need to do, though.
We can shoot the ball better than we shot tonight, and so I'm not concerned about that. But for the most part, they took good shots.
Cam Carter led the whole team in points with 20 in just 24 minutes, and Jarrell Colbert had 13, while Day-Day Ames had 11, and Arthur Kaluma with 10. And Emporia State head coach Craig Doty was understanding of the matchup.
Hey, we got more work to do, but at the same time, in doses against high major, high-level athletes, we have the ability to compete, and now it's just putting things together for 40 minutes against players from our level.
K-State's first regular season matchup will be on Monday, November 6th against USC, who is ranked number 21 in the country as a part of the Hall of Fame series in Las Vegas. And by the end of next week, they'll be playing Bellarmine back at Bramlage.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Jayhawks also got a win over a Division II team in Fort Hays State University as they came away with the victory 73-55. They began the game on a 6-0 run, but Fort Hays soon made it a 6-4 game, but that's as close as it got, as Kevin McCullough led the team with 21 points, with 13 in the first half, and Hunter Dickinson had 17, along with KJ Adams, 14. The Jayhawks shot for a total of 6-for-28 from 3, which is 21.4%, which is why head coach Bill Self wasn't very happy with this squad. KU football is looking for their first win in Ames, Iowa, against the Iowa State Cyclones for the first time since 2008. KU is ranked in the college football playoff poll, but sit behind Iowa State in the Big 12 rankings, as they have just one loss in the conference to Oklahoma. The number 25 K-State Wildcats in football are getting ready for the number 7 Texas Longhorns as they head to Austin for their Big Noon kickoff matchup on Fox. Head coach Chris Kleiman has never beat the Texas Longhorns. Mid-American Network Sports.
Postseason high school football action continues Friday. Eight-man teams will kick off Friday at 6. In our broadcast feature, Frankfurt's at Canton-Galva. Hanover kicks off at Lebo, and Axtell will entertain Hutchinson Central Christian. The Valley Heights match at Sedgwick will be played at Valley Center due to field conditions at Sedgwick. Valley Heights at Sedgwick on Friday evening at 7. Centralia entertains Jeff County North.
In our KNDY Friday night featured game of the week, the 7-2 Frankfort Wildcats travel south to face the 8-1 Canton Galva Eagles in regional action of the Kansas High School Football Playoffs. Running a successful offense will be a key for the Wildcats this Friday night.
We've tried to be us all year and just be good at what we do, and I think it's going to be key for me as a play caller and Wes distributing the ball and not let them hone in on any one particular area.
Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. live on KNDY FM 95.5, online at knduyradio.com, and in the KNDY FM mobile app.
Many of us are busy adding spring flowering bulbs to the garden. Reduce the risk of damaging these bulbs by marking their location at planting. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant tags are always an option, but often considered unsightly. So some gardeners use colorful long-stem golf tees to mark their bulb plantings. Coordinate the color of the tee with the bulb color or mark the tip with a number that matches the list of bulbs planted. Sections of dowel rods can also be used. Cut them into 3 or 4 inch sections to create a sturdy marker. Paint the tip so it can easily be spotted in the ground. Place the dowel rod in the middle of the cluster of bulbs with the top just slightly above the soil surface. Consider using the paint color to identify the color of the bulbs you are planting. This makes it easy to create attractive combinations when planting more bulbs in the future. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's called the Great Locomotive Chase, an event that occurred in 1862 when a secret force of Union soldiers captured a Confederate locomotive and attempted to destroy tracks and rail movement near Atlanta. Confederate forces took pursuit, and the subsequent race between the locomotive's general and Texas is legendary. It's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I helped produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was April 12, 1862, and the locomotive general had stopped in Kennesaw, Georgia to take on water and fuel and allow the crew to get breakfast. Union scout James Andrews led a group of raiders to hijack the locomotive and accompanying cars and take off northbound for Chattanooga.
Atlanta, being a major rail hub, cut off the supply lines, and that was their mission, to ultimately destroy the lines and steal all of the cargo, the supplies that the Confederacy was receiving at the time.
Andrews and his raiders headed north with that task in mind: steal the cargo and destroy as much of the rail infrastructure as possible. The startled crew back in Kennesaw began the chase first on foot, then by handcar, hoping to catch the general as she stopped periodically to tear up the tracks behind it. Anthony Knight says there was nothing special about the general. It just happened to be the scheduled passenger train at the station.
It was a very dependable and trustworthy mechanism to do what they needed to do at that time, and that was carrying cargo in and out of the city and a number of other states.
Those pursuing Andrews obtained the locomotive for Texas and finally caught up with General, which had been abandoned. The Union troops planned to destroy the tracks had failed. It was called the Great Locomotive Chase. It became well known when Disney made a movie about it.
And that gave it a whole different edge and romanticized it a bit. So in its essence, I think the train was what it was as a hero, but also these external factors that kind of helped create that legend.
Andrews was later captured and hanged, as well as several others who hijacked the train. Today, that legend, Locomotive General, is on display at the Atlanta Cyclorama and Civil War Museum. Traveling the countryside in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Support small business and win big this shopping season with Marysville's first Pink Friday shopping spree. From now until the 17th, spend $25 or more at participating Marysville Chamber businesses and you're entered to win $500 in Chamber Bucks. Spend $25, win $500, that easy. Drawing at 6 p.m. November 17th in downtown Marysville. Must be present to win. But shop now because every $25 that you spend until November 17th gives you another chance to win $500 in Chamber Bucks. Support small business first this holiday season with Marysville Chamber and Main Street and Marysville Convention and Tourism.
Mice? Get a barn owl. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Consider yourself lucky if a barn owl is roosting nearby. You'll have the best rodent control in the neighborhood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Been linked with superstition and folklore. Barn owls are probably the reason why. They only hunt at night and have heart-shaped, ghostly white faces. Their eerie, raspy calls are nothing like the familiar hoots of their cousins. Barn owls like empty buildings, hollow trees, and open areas such as fields, grasslands, and marshes. Jenna Neese is an Ag and Natural Resources Extension educator at Purdue University. She says when a barn owl sets up housekeeping, rodents and other small varmints don't stand a chance.
They like small mammals such as mice and muskrats, rats, shrews, and voles. Occasionally they'll eat lizards, other small amphibians, and then some birds. But it's estimated that over a 10-year period, one barn owl could eat up to 11,000 mice. And 10 years is about the average lifespan for a barn owl, if they're able to survive.
Barn owls have razor-sharp vision and hearing. They fly silently over open habitats, looking for their next meal, and use sound to locate their prey. The shape of their face helps to funnel sound into their unusual ears.
Their ears are actually located under their feathers on the side of their face. But unlike humans, where our ears are equal and opposite of each other, one of their ear holes are actually slightly higher on their head than the other. By having the ear holes at different heights, they're able to sense how far away a sound is, and it's allowed them to locate their prey easily, even when the prey is covered up by grass or other debris.
Barn owl numbers are declining due to habitat loss. You can help by hanging a nesting box in a barn or even high up in a large tree. Learn more about barn owls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sings my song.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Showing now at the Astro 3 Theater, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, rated PG-13. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Killers of the Flower Moon, rated PG-13, showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9, Sunday 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And finally, Paw Patrol's The Mighty Movie, rated PG, showing Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Sharing secrets for effective weed management today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Variety is supposedly the spice of life. It's also an effective way of controlling weeds in your crops. Klaus Martens raises anywhere from 25 to 30 different crops every year on about 2,000 acres near Penn Yan, New York.
So a key principle in controlling weeds is to not give them the same environment every year. What I used to do when I was farming conventionally with herbicides, I was actually selecting for the species that were going to be the biggest problem, because I would give exactly the same environment year after year.
How do you change the environment? One way, says Martens, is to toss a new crop into the rotation.
Almost every time, if you can add one new species to the system, and if it's the right one, adding that level of diversity, adding the right diversity at the right part of the system, will change the environment so that that pest is not the best adapted species at that point of your system anymore.
Martens says weed control is a challenge in organic production. If you do it right, though, he adds, weeds don't have to be an economic problem.
Our farming system has been successful in managing them so that they're not a major threat. They don't actually have to hurt our crops. They don't actually have to lower our yields.
Visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com for a link to a video with Martens talking more about his operation. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
We don't have to tell that harvest season is here. And while you're working the fields, Kramer Oil is on the road for you. Kramer Oil's commercial fuel delivery brings premium fuel right to your farm, making sure your machinery never skips a beat. Fast, reliable, and always on time. Because during harvest season, every second counts. Keep your farm running smooth with the name that's been there through it all. Kramer Oil. Our family serving yours for generations.
Hamas Trucking Incorporated proudly supports all the area FFA chapters for teaching local youth the skills that will ensure a promising future in agriculture. Best of luck at the National FFA Convention. From everyone at Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair. CNK Service thinks it's great to see all area FFA members develop the skills and knowledge essential for a promising future in agriculture, and is proud of the youth in our community for all their hard work. Best of luck at the FFA National Convention, everyone, from all of the helpful staff at CNK Service in Sabetha. Sheer Quality Furniture is a proud supporter of all the area FFA chapters. These students represent our future customers, employees, and community leaders. Good luck at the National Convention from Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the hog industry growing across the Mid-America region and here in the state of Kansas. Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office says they are working on ways to try and lower the amount of pigs in decreased mortality rates. As Kansas State University students say that they are studying ways to incorporate some of the low acid binding ingredients into swine diets. As according to the university, they say Ethan Stoss, the graduate research assistant at K-State's Department of Animal Sciences and Industry, says that acid-binding ingredients are key to a concept known as acid-binding capacity, or ABC-4, which looks at the pH level of a pig's stomach before the animal's gastrointestinal tract matures. In a statement, they say, quote, ABC-4 is the amount of hydrochloric acid required to reach a stable pH of 4 for the ingredients or diet. And for swine, we utilize that pH of 4 because once the pig's stomach increases above that level of acidity, this is where the impaired nutrient utilization and health problems begin to occur. They go on to say that when the pig is weaned and switched from a liquid milk-based diet to a dry cereal-based diet, the amount of lactic acid is reduced, and weaning the pig's gastrointestinal tract is still developing. and its hydrochloric acid production in the stomach is limited until that gut fully matures. This can cause an elevated stomach pH, which can be associated with decreased protein digestion and opportunity for pathogenic organisms within the pig. They say all this information and research will be presented for the upcoming National Swine Day, as the 2023 Kansas State University Swine Day is scheduled for November 16th at the K-State campus in Manhattan. If you would like to attend, it is open to the public with registration fees at $25 a person. That's for pre-registration before the event, or $50 at the door. K-State students are able to attend the event free of charge. And you can find more online at asi.ksu.edu/swineday. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292, or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best place to store your hay bales for the winter is inside, but not everyone has that option. Here's how to have minimal losses on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Here, producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forage specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them. I mean, wrapping around it and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows end to end with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
You get this big rain event, there's not enough separation. That will still an aerobic condition inside that bale, so there's not going to be enough air to breathe in, and that will cause mold. And you don't want that, because when you're trying to feed your animals with that hay, it will be a piece of junk because the quality is going to go downhill.
Bales that sit directly on the ground can suffer significant spoilage. elevate them with racks or pallets. If you're able to get a few under a roof, feed the outside bales first and then those that are inside. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for storing your hay this winter at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Friday today, final trading day of the week, we see mostly higher numbers in the grain market, a little bit lower in the livestock overall, as we'll see how we close in just a little bit. Been pretty consistent on the board, though, after the early open today. December corn up 8.25 cents right now to 4.78 1/4. March corn up by 8.25 at 4.93 1/4 cents. Kansas City wheat a little bit slower, but still positive nonetheless. December right now unchanged at 641.5. March KC wheat's up by 0.5 cents at 6.53 1/4. In the bean market, November soybeans definitely on a rally right now. November's up 20.5 cents to 13.24 1/2. January beans up 20.25 to 13.48 1/4 cents. In the meal market, December meals up 13.40 at 4.39 70 cents, with the January up $13 at 4.30 20. And the bean oil for December down $1.37 at 48.95. The January oil down $1.15 at 48.88 cents. Looking over in the oats market, we are a little bit lower here right now. It's December oats are down 1.5 cents to 3.75 even a bushel. March oats down a penny at 3.94 1/4. The canola market slightly higher. January is up 5.5 to 6.88 10 cents. November's off the board right now at 6.63 60. And the cotton market for December is down 13 cents at 79.67. March cotton down 12 cents. At 82 and 12 cents. U.S. dollar index today is seeing a bit of a hit, as December index is down $1.08 at 104.89. The March index is down $1.17 at 104.42. 30-year bonds for December slightly up over a point at 113.31. And the 10-year notes for December slightly higher right now at 108.14. Stock market mostly higher across the board. The Dow Jones up 264 points. The S&P's up by 46. The Nasdaq in the green by 179. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups. The LTZ71 packages with a 1500 and 2500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ71 package too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University is working on a research project with the University of Georgia to learn about climate smart production. University of Georgia engineer Glenn Rains discusses what the 4D Climate Smart Farm is and what they hope it'll provide to farmers. He begins by explaining what 4D stands for.
So the 4Ds is the digital and data-driven demonstration farm. So the 4Ds is the digital and data-driven demonstration. So one of the overall goals is to have a working farm, primarily using precision ag tools and data management tools that are commercially available, so that we can give farmers some feedback on the costs and the benefits of using those in a real situation. So we can we're tracking all the inputs, all the production costs, all the outputs, and can hopefully give them that information.
Rain says that they plan to create a diversified farm so they can have a better understanding of how things interact and create a difference in sustainability efforts.
So one of the things we're doing is we're integrating livestock production in with our crop rotation. So we're trying to assess sort of that diversification to improve the production by one way we're going to be looking at is how to utilize sort of cattle, livestock waste to help reduce outside inputs of fertilizer. And then also utilizing the things like cover crops in the winter and summer crops as well to feed the cattle. Looking at ways of increasing sort of beneficial insect populations through the cover crops, reducing reliance on outside chemicals, trying to also look at this from a sustainable system. It's not just a precision ag system.
They also want to be able to show producers how different tools on their operation could support them.
You know, every farm is unique, so every solution is not the same. But we'll show that this solution, you know, and how it works and how they can potentially adopt some of these practices. We also, you know, part of the economic assessment is to develop what we call enterprise budgets, which would help farmers, like, plug in numbers and come out with, this is what it's going to cost me. This is sort of what I expect to get out of it. So the main thing is to demonstrate to them what these things are and what benefits they would be for them if they utilize them.
That was University of Georgia engineer Glenn Rains, who is leading a project that Kansas State University is a part of that is looking into how climate smart production can contribute to agriculture producers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum proudly supports FFA because it opens doors for members to discover the careers available in a variety of agricultural-related fields. Have a great time at the National Convention, students, from Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel, oil, and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to thank all the local FFA chapters for giving members the opportunity to succeed in an ever-changing world of agriculture and business. Good luck at the National Convention from all of the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca with over 50 years of service.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
I met a girl that I adore. Then she introduced me. I could undergo mitosis and split my body down from head to toe. Then there would be two of me, you see, then I would be free. One of me to each sister I would go. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. Not sure what I am gonna do. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters.
America's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.